He stood there in the dusk. Nothing had changed. He could almost picture the woman with the little bowl of food holding it out to him and waving a spoon in her hand and saying something in a language he didn't understand. Now he could read the sign above the restaurant and realize that it was Armenian, and that's probably what the woman had been speaking. Which way had he walked to come here? He had smelled the food when he was walking along... here? He walked a little way up, a little way down the street, turning and turning to reorient himself. "What are you doing here, fatso?" It was two kids, maybe 8 years old. Belligerent, but not bullies. Probably part of a crew. No, part of a family, now that Ashiel had changed everything. If the changes had spread to this part of town.
"I'm supposed to meet my papa here," said Bean.
"And who's your papa?" Bean wasn't sure whether they took the word papa to mean his father or the papa of his family. He took the chance, though, of saying, "Ashiel." They scoffed at the idea. "He's way down by the river. Why would he meet a fatso like you clear up here?" But their derision was not important. What mattered is that Ashiel's reputation had spread this far through the city. "I don't have to explain his business to you," said Bean. "And all the kids in Ashiel's family are fat like me. That's how well we eat." "Are they all short like you?"
"I used to be taller, but I asked too many questions," said Bean, pushing past them and walking on toward the area where the janitor's flat seemed likeliest to be.
They didn't follow him. Such was the magic of Ashiel's name. Or perhaps it was just Bean's utter confidence, paying them no notice as if he had nothing to fear from them. Nothing looked familiar. He kept turning around and checking to see if he recognized things when looking in the direction he might have been going after leaving the janitor's flat. It didn't help. He wandered until it was dark and kept wandering even then. Until, quite by chance, he found himself standing at the foot of a street lamp, trying to read a sign, when a set of initials carved on the pole caught his attention. "PADVM," it said. He had no idea what it meant. He had never thought of it during all his attempts to remember. But he knew that he had seen it before. And not just once. He had seen it several times. The janitor's flat was very close. He turned slowly, scanning the area. And there it was. A small apartment building with both an inside and an outside stairway. The janitor lived on the top floor. Ground floor, first floor, second floor, third. Bean went to the mailboxes and tried to read the names, but they were set too high on the wall and the names were all faded, or the tag was missing entirely. Not that he ever knew the janitor's name, truth to tell. There was no reason to think he would have recognized it even if he had been able to read it on the mailbox. The outside stairway did not go all the way up to the top floor. It must have been built for a doctor's office on the first floor. And because it was dark, the door at the top of the stairs was locked. There was nothing to do but wait. Either he would wait all night and get into the building through one entrance or another in the morning, or someone would come back in the night and Bean would slip through a door behind him. He fell asleep and woke up, slept and woke again. He worried that a policeman would see him and shove him away, so when he woke the second time, he abandoned all pretense of being on watch and crept under the stairs and curled up there for the night. He was awakened by drunken laughter. It was still dark and beginning to rain just a little. Not enough to start dripping off the stairs, though, so Bean was dry. He stuck his head out to see who was laughing. It was a man and a woman, both merry with alcohol, the man furtively pawing and poking and pinching, the woman fending him off with half-hearted slaps. "Can't you wait?" she said. "No," he said. "You're just going to fall asleep without doing anything," she said. "Not this time," he said. Then he threw up. She looked disgusted and walked on without him. He staggered after her.
"I feel better now," he said. "It'll be better."
"The price just went up," she said coldly. "And you brush your teeth first."
course I brush my teeth.
They were right at the front of the building now. Bean was waiting to slip in after them. Then he realized that he didn't have to wait. The man was the janitor from all those years before.
Bean stepped out of the shadows.
Thanks for bringing him home, he said to the woman.
They both looked at him in surprise.
Who are you?
Asked the janitor.
Bean looked at the woman and rolled his eyes.
He's not that drunk, I hope, said Bean.
To the janitor, he said, Mama will not be happy to see you come home like this again.
Mama, said the janitor, who the hell are you talking about?
The woman gave the janitor a shove. He was so off balance that he lurched against the wall, then slid down it to land on his buttocks on the sidewalk.
I should have known, she said. You bring me home to your wife?
I'm not married, said the janitor.
This kid isn't mine.
I'm sure you're telling the truth on both points, said the woman. But you better let him help you up the stairs anyway.
Mama's waiting.
She started to walk away.
What about my 40 guilders? He asked plaintively, knowing the answer even as he asked.
She made an obscene gesture and walked on into the night.
You little bastard, said the janitor.
I had to talk to you alone, said Bean.
Who the hell are you? Who's your mama?
That's what I'm here to find out, said Bean. I'm the baby you found and brought home 3 years ago. The man looked at him in stupefaction.
Suddenly a light went on, then another. Bean and the janitor were bathed in overlapping flashlight beams. 4 policemen converged on them.
Don't bother running, kid, said a cop.
Nor you, Mr. Funtime.
Bean recognized Sister Carlotta's voice.
They aren't criminals, she said. I just need to talk to them.
Up in his apartment.
You followed me?
Bean asked her.
I knew you were searching for him, she said. I didn't want to interfere until you found him. Just in case you think you were really smart, young man, we intercepted 4 street thugs and 2 known sex offenders who were after you.
Bean rolled his eyes.
You think I've forgotten how to deal with them?
Sister Carlotta shrugged.
I didn't want this to be the first time you ever made a mistake in your life.
She did have a sarcastic streak.